That's our morning anthem for today, people. It's Tebe Enunawakum, done and dusted for this Thursday morning. It's 60 minutes after 8, last and final hour, and of course on a Thursday. We've been doing this for, I think it's the almost the second month that we're into cultural focus, and we're focusing on all the different kinds of cultures that we do have within our community in Drakenstein, or in the Cape Winelands, rather. Now, we already had our conversation with the Khoisan, and at the moment we're focusing on isiXhosa. Anele is in studio with us. Chief, are you well?
I'm doing well with the grandeur.
It's cold and wet.
It's cold. It's raining.
Yeah. And it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, yeah.
The weekend is here.
100%. And this morning I'm warmed by your great song. Yeah, that's a warm one. I love it.
The Tebe one.
No,
before, which one? The morning glory.
The morning glory.
Did you do what I asked you to do?
Yes, sir.
Were you just listen to it on your own?
On my own. Yeah. I felt it, the presence of the Lord.
Yo, hafalak ne.
Come on.
Serious, bro.
Yes.
Serious.
I love it.
Yeah, tune in more. You'll get more of that.
Definitely.
Anele is here to take us through some of happenings, traditions, known traditions, or can I call it ways of doing things within the isiXhosa group or culture, rather. Now, last week we ended off with the weddings, and we had the traditional wedding.
Yes.
Where you took us through how it works, what happens there. But now we need to get to a white wedding, white wedding as well. And you also mentioned last week or the week before that with the wedding section is that the couple can decide whether they want two weddings.
Precisely, yeah.
So the wed wedding has now been decided on.
Sure.
Traditional wedding is first, that's done. Mm-hmm. Now the white wedding. Take us through it, Mene.
Good morning to listeners. But thank you for the opportunity, Grand again this morning, it's Thursday. With the white wedding, now it's been accepted. Both couples agreed to move to the white wedding. So now, the first thing they need to decide on is the venue.
Okay.
The cost, for how much it's going to cost and everything. Mm. And they look into the number as well of the people they want to, invite. Because, there's a lot of meal involved. There's those different meal costs that you need to cover, with your invitation that you've just been sending.
But just the question is that, is there a particular ruling or... should a white wedding be close to your house? Where should it be? Is there a rule in terms of that?
No, I don't think there's a rule. I think it's been decided with the two couples. It can happen, in front of your house, the white wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be in a hall or at the venue.
No, it doesn't have to. Okay. There was also a funeral, I think, in Bukwene last year. It was next to the house of the groom.
The real funeral?
No.
Wedding, sorry.
White wedding. White wedding, yeah.
So then they put up the tent and everything.
A beautiful one. A long tent. And then they invite, people they want to invite. And they put a, security that is more secured. So that, those people may go with a pump up.
Party crashers,
will jump into the fence and try to be... You see... Try to invite yourself, but you're not invited. So it can happen, in front of your house. But I think most of the weddings has been, they have a different venue where it moves particularly to where they're staying so that they can be in farm. So those ones that are invited, it's hardly to find the white wedding.
Okay. So it is important, Sikema, with any wedding, whether and whatever tradition you're following, you need to make sure be able to know, okay, we've got this money to spend. This is our budget.
Precisely.
Right, so now people are getting invited. Do they decide themselves who they want to invite, or how does it work?
They do decide. two couples as well. They decide, you know, based on maybe friends or family or siblings, and they want to invite based on the number, based on the budget as well, and the covering of all the cost. Remember, if you're moving where you're staying, let's say you go to the farm, it's a lot of it's another cost of transport. For instance, for your family, if you got a
must you pay for the transport to get your family?
Yeah, 100%. If you got a big family, you need to pay. You need to take them to the venue, to the venue, back home.
So, and if they sleep over, you must pay for that as well.
You must pay.
Okay, now, just a question.
Yeah.
How long after the traditional wedding, the white wedding, can happen?
I think can be happening maybe next to 3 weeks.
But there's no specific time frame.
There's no specific time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, right. So now the wedding is there. You've decided on a venue. You know what the cost is going to be. On the morning of the wedding, how does it work?
Yeah.
Or even the evening, is there preparation or something like that?
You know, evening, there's a lot of preparations. Checking all the dresses as well. You know, you check it all to, you know, the rings, they're available, you know, the bride, you know, she's okay, you know, and then et cetera to the groom, you know, people as well, if the venue has been secured.
Okay. Now, now with the rings, is, the rings, is it going through a process or something? Nothing like that? Or?
No, nothing. I think for our culture, you know, the rings have been kept by the groom.
So okay. Groom like normal, normal, and my culture as well.
Yeah, so the groom needs to keep it.
No, no, actually, the best man.
Yeah, the so best man keeps the best man keeps it. I think actually on the day, but the groom needs to, you know, if he's busy, he can give it to the best man. Just say, you know what, take care of it, so that when we're leaving tomorrow,
you must have it.
You must have it. So they're like, hey, I forgot about it. No, you can't forget about it. Yeah. So the best man. Is the easy way to go.
So there's best man and bridesmaids as well with a white wedding.
100% yes.
Is there a certain number, a limit to a number, or who decides how many best men? And
I think it's been decided with the two couples as well. They can be three or four, if they want to, or they keep it short to two.
In my culture, I've seen 10.
It's a lot, yeah. Okay, it's a lot, yeah. From us, you hardly see 10. I think 4. Max is 4. In our culture.
All right, so the morning of the wedding. Okay, now, is it also a church vibe? How does it work?
Yeah, there's a. It's more mixed with traditional vibe with white wedding. Because there's a lot of Xhosa songs that will be singing on the morning, just to hype, you know.
That's before the wedding.
Before the
white ceremony.
Wedding, the actual ceremony.
And the singing is happening where?
It's happening to both families.
At the houses.
At the houses.
As they prepare to get to go to the
venue.
To the venue.
Yeah,
oh, okay. Or to the church.
Or to the church, you can say.
Okay. So there's specific songs.
Not specific songs, but I think more related to the actual day.
But festive songs.
Yes.
Vibey songs.
Vibey songs. But on the actual day, to the venue, the songs maybe will be played maybe during to the breaks of the pasta. The songs can be decided with both two couples if what kind of a song do they want to be played.
But there's no specific order how it happens in church.
In church there's an order. So let's say we go into church, everything has been set, and I think everyone has been moving to church now. So let's say we arrived, everyone needs to sit and relax, you know, just in a good order. And then the first, you know, groom's guys, they need to go in, including the groom, and then they need to wait. The pastor is there, is waiting, you know, there's a songs, background songs, you know, it's been playing politely, more related, you know, to the specific day, while they're still waiting for the bride.
Okay, now, in my tradition, or in my culture, the bride comes in with her dad.
Okay. Yeah.
Or if the dad is not there, the older brother, or someone that she decides who can take her in. How does it work in Isitxhosa?
I think it's more similar with your culture as well. It can be, you know, her father or her uncle
or one of the uncles
or one of the uncles or her brother. It's more similar with you because the bride she needs to come up with the father or uncle or her brother.
So then she walks down the aisle. The ceremony happens. It's a normal ceremony.
Yeah.
Then afterwards, if we go out with the, to the celebrations, actually, now take us through that.
Okay. So the bride is in, and then I think everything is all dependent to the pastor. I think everything has been opening with a prayer. And then after that, and the pastor, we're just going to open, you know, with a word of accepting, you know, the actual day. And then after that, we'll begin just to open up with a word in terms of what we are here for this morning. And then from there, it's about, you know, those two couples to say, you know, you need to say what you want from your heart, based off to your
the vows,
the vows, to your vows, and just to give a opinion, just to say it, you know, not something from the pastor, but just the vow. And that's how it's been happening. And then after that, is where we need to involve other pastors, just to bless, you know, the vows.
Okay.
And then blessing all the vows, and then we take it from there. It's where, you know, we just move it to, because it's already the table has been prepared for all the papers, the court papers, marriage papers. So that when they finish, you go and sign immediately.
But the same with my culture as well.
It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. Exactly the same. It's exactly the same.
No, it's more similar than
I think that's the Christian part of it. Because that's what we share. Is Christianity.
And then
In the Christianity religion thing is, it's basically the same ceremony in church. Now take us to the actual celebration. They married, and everything is signed, the register is signed. They're now going out.
Now they're going out now.
What happens outside?
Yeah. So outside, out to the church, now we have another venue where we're gonna have party, dance, speakers, families are dancing, and now we're eating. There's a lot of booze involved. It's just a mess. So, but that one as well is we have a, you know, MC, someone is gonna give order. You know, we know it. It's gonna be a messy party.
But it depends on the budget. Sometimes they get a celebrity MC or something like that.
You know, from the marriage that I was in, I think 3 weeks back, we had I think, you know, Padko Bafana. Padko, you know Padko? So Padko was the MC.
Money for decades.
So he was the MC there. Yo, it was lucky, like, bro. So we had the guests from, you know, from outside, and then had to take charge of everything. I think everyone respected Padko as well. Just to,
of course,
just to keep order as well, because you don't have to, you know.
Where was the wedding?
It was in Wellington, but I forgot the name of the farm.
Oh, it's on an estate.
An estate, estate, yeah.
Okay. No, it's fine. But the traditional stuff that's happening at the actual ceremony, are there traditional dancer, are there singing, or something like that?
Traditional dancer, yes, you know, it needs to be presented as well, the dressing as well, because both two couples, they give theme. Traditionally, you must wear traditional attire.
Okay.
It's a must.
With the white wedding as well?
White wedding, you can give them the attire. If, let's say, the attire is green or white, you must wear something that is more similar with what they want to you to wear. You can't be wearing red, but
you as the guest.
As a guest.
Is it?
A guest,
they give you color, a theme color.
Yeah, you've been given. Invitation has been sent to you via WhatsApp. Let's say, okay, this the theme that you need to wear, green and white. You must look something more similar, you know, with the theme that they want.
Okay.
So you just come with your, you know, your just red, and then you're the only one. No, you just
come to an EFF rally.
EFF rally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that's then done. Anything specific cultural that's happening at the actual ceremony? Traditional healers maybe there or nothing like that?
No, there's nothing like that. I think marriage, it's more aligned with God. What to do?
More sacred.
And it's God. God approves that marriage is what everyone needs to go through.
And then how long can a wedding celebration, white celebration, continue? For how long?
I think it depends to the duration of the venue that you've been hired. If you've been given the duration,
okay.
And then you need to stay based on the duration. But if it's open, you see, you can go all the way till morning. Then you can
the whole weekend.
The whole weekend, you can go all the way to the weekend.
If there's enough food and booze, the people will stay.
They will stay. But you must have control. Otherwise,
is there a specific rule in terms of your culture with presents that you give to the couple?
Yeah, 100%.
Must you give a present?
You must give it. Or you can maybe engage with them to say, I'll send you the money. Because usually on the venue, we have people who receive the present. We have people who can be sent. Because we know most of the people, they have cash. They can maybe send e-wallet.
On the day of the wedding?
On the day of the wedding.
Or can you bring cash?
Or you bring cash, but we'll let you know. Maybe at this corner, we have, you know, Anele and whoever. So if you got something, go to him. You drop it. Even if it's Mali, you just drop it to him. So you're going to take care of it.
Or you go to him and send the e-wallet to him.
E-wallet to him, yeah.
I don't have to tell you that I got what I got, ne?
But you must, you know, have someone that you trust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't just put, you know, whoever, because, you know, other people will give you 5,000, 10,000.
Then I'll tell you, I only got 1,000.
You see? So you must have maybe a family related, or your brother, or maybe your children as well.
Righto, Chief. We've got Anele with us. We're busy talking about cultures, and isiXhosa stern this time around. We need to get to funerals, but we're going to do it after our last and final sport. And traffic update.
Precisely.
So Anela is going to stay with us, people. We need to go find out what's happening sports-wise. And for that, let's cross to our sports desk. So Ayla is sitting by with the last and final one. Sports and traffic, of course. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue the conversation and we'll focus on funerals for now. Let's do what we have to do this time of the morning, people. It's time for sports.
KC Breakfast. Traffic.
No, let's rather do sports.
KC Sport.
Well, good morning. And just kicking off with some rugby news. And Australia has received a timely boost with Rob Valentini returning to training ahead of Saturday's opening test match against the British and Irish Lions. Now, Valentini missed a warm-up clash with Fiji due to a hamstring problem. But if he clears in a final fitness test, he's expected to be part of a full-strength Wallaby side. France-based lock Will Skelton is also back in contention, while Tom Lingner is tipped to start at fly-off. And finally, this time in home front, there's a new man at the helm of the Bulls. The Pretoria-based franchise has confirmed the appointment of Johan Ackerman as the new head coach for this up-and-coming United Rugby Championship season. Ackerman replaces Jake White, who stepped down earlier this month after 5 successful years at the helm of the Bulls. First, the KC Break for Sports. I'm Soel. I'll be back at tomorrow morning at 6:30.
KC Breakfast. Traffic.
Let's make up your mind. 6:15, 6:50, 6:30.
Just see what happened.
What? Oh, you must call Willis.
Yeah.
His phone just died. Anyway, let's take a look at what's happening on our WhatsApp, on our roads this time of the morning. For the last traffic report, starting off with Wellington, the R44 northbound, heading out of Wellington to Hermon is easing, but still sees slow zones. And of course, around Distillery Road Circle. As commuting traffic clears, local roads such as Champagne Street and the R45 junction are now moderately paced with easygoing traffic. According to traffic maps, Paarl and surrounding areas, there are no major reported incidents in Paarl at the moment. The main road, that's the R45. Is carrying moderate inbound and outbound flows. Still busy, but free-flowing compared to the peak earlier. The N1 westbound towards Cape Town is steady. Any earlier bottlenecks near Jan van Riebeek on-ramp is not there anymore. It's not happening anymore. No more bottlenecking close to that Jan van Riebeek on ramp. Stellenbosch, real time traffic for you. It indicates that I'm just having a look here, people. Okay, so the R44 southbound is moving smoothly. It's much lighter than earlier. Merriman Avenue, Victoria Street, Adam Tassin, Bird Street. It's all clear. And then Baden Powell, that's R310, 310 via Baden Powell, remains a reliable option. That's basically all that I have for you this time of the morning. Yeah, that's it for traffic for today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more traffic. For hashtag Casey Breakfast Traffic on this Thursday morning, I'm Grant Johnson.
KC107.7, the sound that sets you free.
Gee jou motorvoertuig probleme of is dit altyd vir sy jaarlikse diens, maak dan gerus 'n draai by Cartime Parel. Hulle beskik oor al die nuwe tegniese toebehore en die beste werktuigkundiges. Hulle is geleë in die Parel op die hoek van Kasteel en Bredastraat, net langs Radio Kasie. So besoek hulle vandag nog of stuur 'n WhatsApp op 0827276985. Dis 0827276985 en kom en ervaar hulle bekwame diens.
Swipe and get more this birthday at Boxer. Get Mama's Rations 4 kilogram and Spalletta or Twist Soft Drink 2 litre, both for 169 Rand. Hugo's Baked Beans 410 gram, buy 6 for 54 Rand. Get 50 B rewards when you spend 750 Rand at Boxer.
Are you ready to step into a career in security? Well, Boran PACRS Training is offering a security training special, but only for a limited time. You can now enroll for grade E, D or C security training, including CIRAS registration. Courses begin on Monday, 21 July and run from Monday through to Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Remember, your payment confirms your booking, so do not delay. Visit them at the corner of Borsenberg and Oosterland Street, Dal Yusufat, Inpal. For more information, contact Bolan PACRS on 076-410-5000 or on the landline 021-879-0379. You can also email them to admin@bolanpacrs.co.za. Spaces are limited, so secure your spot today with Bolan PACRS Training.
Hashtag KC Breakfast, 6 to 9 with Grant Johnson on KC 107.7.
It's Ladies of Mine Collide right here on 107.7 FM. 15 and a half minutes away from 9 o'clock. We need to say goodbye at about 9, or just before 9. So news still coming your way, people. And of course, Michelle is literally standing by to take you through with Casey at work between 9 and 12 o'clock. Let's continue our conversation with Anela. He's in studio with us. It's Cultural Focus on a Thursday morning. And for the past few weeks, we've been focusing on some of the activities that's happening within the isiXhosa culture. At the moment, we about to touch on funerals within the isiXhosa community or culture rather. So, with a funeral, Anela, how does it work? Say, for example, can I maybe make an example?
Sure.
The family gets a phone call. Mm-hmm. This particular family member just passed.
Yeah.
What happens from there?
From there, we have a say that has been called umbiko.
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 Yes.
What does it mean?
It means death announcement.
Umbiko.
Umbiko, yeah.
Right. So the family got the info, got the news, that member passed.
Passed away. So now we have to tell the neighbors, families, and
that's
everyone.
Umbiko.
Umbiko.
Now, how does that work? Is there a certain way of doing it?
There's not a certain way of doing it. Since now is a modern time. There's a phone calls. There's no like a letter. So you just make a phone call, WhatsApp to say, you know, this person has passed away.
And who's doing that?
Uncles.
Must the uncles do it?
Must do it.
No one else can do it.
It can be happening. You know, it can happen with, let's say we can give it to auntie as well.
And with the modern days, there's a photo of this particular family member. Someone posted on their status.
On the status.
Saying, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
Okay, but that's not an offense.
It's not an offense at all. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think everyone now understand the modern time.
But definitely, literally cultural, the uncles must do it.
Must do it.
Okay.
Yeah, just to tell everyone.
So now it's done. Everybody knows, then what happens? Do you also have memorial services, those kind of things?
We do have it, memorial service, but after umbiko, what we do, we inform, you know, the church if this particular person, you know, was part of the church, so that, you know, the church leaders can also be aware.
Okay.
And then after that, we have the prayer that calls welcoming of ukwamkela umphanga. Welcoming of the particular person who passed away.
When is that prayer being done?
It's been done maybe in the next two days.
After the passing.
After the passing, so it needs to be quick.
So where is that happening?
Happening to maybe if he has a home, or if he doesn't, and then he's gonna be done with the family home.
No. Who's leading that prayer?
Is led by the church leaders. Family as
so
well.
So it's like a prayer hour or a meeting, prayer meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's more similar, but it needs to be led by a church.
Okay, all right. So now that's done, and then when do they determine the actual date of the funeral?
And then after, you know, it's been done, there's a family gathering.
Okay.
That family needs to sit down and bring everyone together just to settle everything. Mm. If this particular person has maybe a funeral, you know, a policy, you know, who has maybe this person, you know, to his or her policy, and then they gather all the information.
Must you say if you have someone on your as
you must say it because you won't be receiving any death certificate. So if you request, who ask you
we'll
what
know,
for? What for? So you need to be transparent, honest about it.
And then is it expected of you to give the money to the family?
Yes.
All the money?
Not all the money. If maybe you got 20, you can maybe give 5, and then you got 15, and then that
but
is
if you have 100, you can give 10,000.
You give 10, and then you got 90, and then it's a lot, yeah. Yeah, but you must. At the end of the day, you won't going to receive, you know,
the death certificate.
Death certificate, yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That totally makes sense. Okay, now, is there any rituals or, not rituals, is there any happenings before the actual day of the funeral?
There's a lot of, sometimes it depends on the family or clan. If they'll maybe welcome all the churches or people, neighbor people to come and open the prayer. We call it mtandazo.
Mtandazo.
Mtandazo, yeah. So if the family allows the church or anyone, that if it's been done, we focus more on the Thursday because most of the families, they open Friday. for all the juggling around, making sure that everything
is
set. So
that's a Thursday before the actual burial?
Yes.
Okay.
To make sure everything has been done, checking all the food, you know, the goat is available, and et cetera.
The what?
The goat.
No, what
the
is
cow.
What the goat for? Cow for?
Preparing for the actual funeral.
Okay.
Yeah, depending to the family.
So it's again being slaughtered.
It's been slaughtered.
When is that happening?
Most families they slaughter on Friday.
But why are they slaughtering?
Depending to the particular person, if it require, maybe this guy said, "I want a goat or a cow for how many?" If that has been prepared or he prepared for himself, that needs to be done. But if he didn't even request anything, that would depend to the family how they're going to do it. Yeah.
Does that mean prepare, meaning he's got a policy?
He's got a policy, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then are people invited to the funeral? Is it only particular people or can anybody come?
Anyone can come because we know Maxhosa, you know, families and we are more like Africans, Ubuntu. Everyone, you know.
Everyone can come.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And there's this thing that I heard, I don't know if I'm right, that say the funeral is on Saturday.
Yeah.
Then the day before the funeral, the body comes to the house.
That depends to the clan, to that home. I remember I was attending, you know, the funeral, part of my family. I went to Sada in Eastern Cape. So my uncle, he requested that, you know, before the funeral, he needs to sleep to his mother and father.
That was when he was still alive.
He was still alive, that he wants to sleep on to his father and mother's home before the funeral.
How does that work?
We accept the casket. It needs to be, I think it needs to arrive around about 5, you know, p.m. Friday.
The Friday. The funeral is the Saturday.
It's a Saturday,
okay.
Yeah. And then that, if the coffin is arrived and then needs to be put it inside to the house, in the dining room. So it's where we put it, our uncle there.
Okay.
So while we were busy preparing for funeral, he was there.
Oh, the coffin is there.
No one has been bothered by this, you know, coffin that is here. But everyone has been busy while, you know, our uncle, you know, was there inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the thing of, I don't know, I'm getting pieces of it, where the wife sits the whole night at the coffin. If it is a man.
Not aware of it. Nonsense. I haven't because what I know is like the wife needs to mourn to where they need to put her, maybe to one of the rooms or her room as well needs to be there.
Must she stay there?
She must stay there
while the body's in the house.
In the house,
so she can't come out.
She can in terms of the movement, prepare something,
go to the toilet,
kitchen.
But she can't come to the coffin.
She can. You know, she can, but it's not being there seated, like expecting, you know, the husband to wake up, but do your normal duties as everyone. But don't like be mourning on next to the coffin, but do the normal duties that you do. If you want to sit next to the coffin, you can do that.
There's other cultures also on it. We're busy talking about cultural stuff. If you just joined us, people, it's happening on a Thursday morning, and we're focusing on isiXhosa.
Yeah.
Now there's other cultures that I know of that covers the mirrors in the house when there's a funeral or someone died. Is that happening in your culture as well?
Not at all. Not been covered. I think to all the homes, you know, maybe facing the barrel. If you got some curtain, you just take off the curtain. You know,
You take it off.
Just take it off.
Must the curtains be no curtains in front of the windows?
It can, but in terms of the funeral, all the preparations for cleaning up, you know, you take all those things and then try to just to prepare, you know, those things to just to be new. Put it in again.
Here's a WhatsApp in. Let's go quickly. Yeah. I'll play it.
Morning, Grant.
Morning.
I just would like to know why is the blanket necessary? Some other guy told me, I just want to know if it's true. They say that the body's getting cold and he's going to come back and say that he's won the blanket. But before they open the coffin, when you take it out of the hearse, They check if the blanket is over. Can you just confirm for me why the blanket is necessary?
Anneli, you have that?
Yeah, I've got it. Huh? I've got it. Huh? I think in that is, you know, that's a good one. Mm. You know, question. Most families, they do put the blanket to the body. I think most of the families, they do that just to not be facing the similar situation of maybe one of the uncles or the younger ones to say, I've dreamed maybe my uncle saying he is cold. So they make sure they cover immediately with a blanket.
When he gets out of the house?
Of the house. But they prepare him to the mortuary, everything, put it, all the blanket. Yeah. So that it can be home.
So they add a blanket to him as well?
A blanket.
You must have a blanket.
You must have it. Or on top of
the coffin.
Inside or on top of the coffin. Yeah, but most families...
If you know your uncle was a very or your auntie was a very cold person, you put two blankets on.
No, I think... we as Xhosa, mostly you put it on top of the coffin, just to respect it.
Okay.
But to put it, blanket inside of the coffin, I don't think we'll be able to sit well inside of the body. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So is there particular things that you need to do during the funeral? Let me rephrase. So the body's there. You do whatever you're supposed to do. It came at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Now, does it sleep there for the night?
Huh? Yeah, the body needs to sleep there the whole night. The whole night. It needs to be like a normal uncle, you know, is arriving at home. Everyone needs to act normal.
And you sleep there?
You sleep there. Everyone needs to sleep there.
Here's another question.
Sure.
Let's go here.
And the other question is, one day they silence the woman crying. Why is that?
Other cultures that I know of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think on that one, and again, it's not needed that you need to, you know,
silent.
You know, we always, you know, tell people, you know, if you want to cry. But that always it comes to a man from our culture to say indoda ayikhali.
Indoda ayikhali.
Indoda ayikhali.
Indoda ayikhali. What does it mean?
So it means to our culture, men don't shed tears or cry. But women do allow women to cry. We can't be close and to say, are you making noise? No.
Don't scream.
No, don't scream. We say, you know, just pure your heart. Cry if you want to cry. Bad man, Baba, don't cry, Baba. You're going to make us as if we are weak. Don't cry. Right, keep it to yourself.
And then we need to continue this conversation about funerals, and we're going to go into that into next week. And then also, to wrap up the isiXhosa culture, I want us to focus of the last section of for next week is about damages, what you call damages.
Yeah, inkaulo.
Inkaulo. It's about damages. Now when the girl falls pregnant.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. Or falls pregnant.
Yeah.
There's an incident where AKA was involved and DJ Sintle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. Let's talk about that next week.
Next week.
For now, I'm going to say Shap. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Grant.
That, people, is our cultural discussion for this week, giving you a bit of inside information into the isiXhosa culture. Next week, we'll wrap it up, and then after that, we'll move to another culture. If you are part of a particular culture or you have a different culture, let us know. Let's get you in and tell everybody about what it is that you guys are doing, when you're doing it, how you're doing it, and why you are doing it. Taking us to goodbye, your Salome now with I Don't Want to Know on Hashtag KC Breakfast. Welcome to Thursday.